I haven't heard, they was talking about sending them off.
He said, show me somebody to wait on. Ain't nobody there to wait on.
I think he's in a nervous stage.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. A lot of time you don't know.
He tried his best after when Bob died to get me to come live with him. No, I ain't gonna leave home. Mm-hmm. I stayed. I'm glad I didn't, because they'd be sending him off to, and he'd have to go. Mm-hmm. And all of them's dead now but him. His mother's dead and his sister's dead and nobody there but him. Mm-hmm. And what they gonna do at the home?
He may get better.
Well, he might. Well, I just talked and talked to this man. He laughed at me.
I'm laughing.
She's done a lot of good talking for me.
Well, she can interest you because she's been here long enough to know. But now you take somebody like me, I worked here in Yonder. Mm-hmm.
That's all she can do. She can tell you about
work. Yeah.
What kind of work do you do?
They work.
Nursing?
Uh-huh. And housekeeping, you know. Mm-hmm. And the majority of them around here depends on it.
Mm-hmm. And but clean house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And cook, a lot of cooking. That's why I've been now.
She's a cook.
To watch that ahead up on the mountain there. Checking with some sick people that I work for. Mm-hmm.
And how is that lady?
Oh, they better. She's better, but her sister was sick and they thought they wanted me to go over there and help her, but she's up and so I didn't have to go. Mm-hmm. So the weatherman keep a dictating snow and I said, well, I'd better get in and kind of straighten up my own house and get me some coal and food in.
Well, them gals at that house, spot this clean.
Yes.
Oh, they keep a house.
There's a lot more to do, though.
Yes, they keep a clean house. I don't. I can't. I used to, but I can't now. Mm-hmm. Been here too long to try.
Mm-hmm. Well, what you think about this war and all this mess?
Talking about Vietnam? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's pretty terrible, isn't it? It really is.
And it's getting worse, ain't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We've got over 500,000 men over there now. Mm-hmm. Do you know anybody who's over there?
Yeah.
Oh,
who?
And there was some of our close friends. Boy, just about a half a mile from him was buried here this, just before Christmas, when he's an old boy. And then a friend of mine, just like a sister, Roy Runsville, they used to live there, but now they're in Somerville. They got a son over there. And then another one of the nose boys is gone.
That's what this is?
Yeah. And, you know, it just feel like some of my people, because you, this child out here, I just hope raise them. Just feel like my kids.
And there's one of them all around for the boys over there. Said I woke him up one night of praying. They used to come here and stay after Bob died with me at night and then go back home. They live right up there. And that boy said that I woke him up, said he was asleep. Got down on his knees out there and shook on a chair. Said I was awakening. Wake up. And I was sure praying to him.
And he was in,
he's over there now. Mm-hmm. I said, oh, I wasn't. Yes, mister, I know your voice. And he said the next day when he went out on the job, said he told him, said, old woman I used to stay with, me and my brother, said she woke me up last night of praying. What about it, he said. And that meant, and then some of the soldiers said, oh, she did. Yes, and she prayed for y'all. She never said you, but she praying for you. Said she woke me up. Mm-hmm. And he said, I believe God heard a prayer too. Mm-hmm. And said, he woke me up. Mm-hmm. And I said, what, that boy was out there on the porch and told me, he said he had to come and tell me. He done wrote to his dad and man about it. Mm-hmm. And then he had to come here to tell me himself. I told him when I got down that way, I always prayed for the soldiers, the Lord to take care of them if it's his will. Take care of them. Yes, if it's not, you ought to go.